This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Friday. It's a Friar Friday, or a Friday Friday. It's been notoriously said one time. Great to be here with you guys. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Rindo, the executive producer of the program. And Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Waiting on the call from Padres president of baseball operations, A.J. Preller. I believe Paulie has got him on the line right now, Benjamin.
Going into the three-day weekend here, Padres will be in Atlanta and then coming home on Monday to host the Miami Marlins. We have some tickets to give away a little bit later in the program for Tuesday's game, Military Hoodie Night at Petco Park. But joining us right now, the president of baseball operations and general manager for the San Diego Padres, A.J. Preller. Good morning, A.J.
Good morning, guys.
Well, you did this. This is mostly your fault. You and Peter Seidler and Ron Fowler and Eric Rupner and, of course, you know, Mike Schilt and the players and the ones that came before. You have created a rabid fan base,
yes,
for baseball here in San Diego. When your team plays like they did this last week, they go a little bit insane, and we are the first people who have to hear about it every single morning.
First line of defense here.
What are you going to do?
Thank you.
What are you going to do about it to make our lives a little bit easier here, AJ?
Yeah, for first order of business, coming on Ben and Woods, and then we go from there. So let's, it's obviously Braves this weekend, and you know, I think it's ultimately, you know, what we've done over the last few years. It creates expectations, which is a good thing. You know, you want that. You want people to expect the team to play well and do it consistently. And you know, I think our fan base has gotten used to, a team that especially in the first month of the season, you know, played really, really good baseball. It was fun to watch. And obviously over the last week, we haven't played up to that level. And now, it's a long year. And ultimately now it's about now making some adjustments and getting back to playing the kind of baseball that everybody expects us to play.
You know, and obviously the players are the ones that do the playing, and they're the ones that have the most outcome on the game. Now, you know, you've hit on so many guys. I mean, honestly, like, you don't get credit for the Gavin Sheets. You get roasted for, you know, some of the guys that don't work out. And when you look at kind of the production you're getting, AJ, yeah, everyone's talking about left field. You know, Schilty said many times, I'm not really worried about the catcher's offense. These guys are handling the pitching staff well, and they are. But when you look at maybe a lack of production right now in left field, feels like you guys are searching for an answer. Any idea on what's going to happen moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination, clearly, of, you know, our established guys playing at the levels that we're expecting them to play at. And you know, so I think that's part of it is kind of like, you know, making sure that the things that we were doing earlier in the year, you know, we get back to doing that. I think, you know, kind of looking at the style of play that we've played, you know, aggressive brand of ball and play, being aggressive on the base pass, getting back into that area. But also, you know, I think understanding that teams are going to make some adjustments, and, you know, and then we've got to be a little bit more selective from a pitch standpoint offensively. And then, like you mentioned, in terms of like rounding out the roster and having a team top to bottom, and you know that that can score and score at different points in the lineup. And we knew, you know, left field was going to be kind of an open competition coming into the year, you know, trying to replace the production Profar gave us last year. You know, and we've gone about looking at some different spots, and, you know, that left field and the DH role, Sheets has obviously stepped up. But that's where, you know, as we go throughout the season, that's our job to continue to look both inside the organization and then also look at different possibilities outside the organization to see what else is out there. If, you know, to put together a team that, you know, that can win a lot of games and, you know, can attack from all different areas from a lineup standpoint. And, you know, I think most of the year this year has been good from that front. Obviously, you know, over the last week, we haven't really hit on any of those cylinders in terms of, you know, getting the production from all different areas in the lineup. And, you know, I think the left field piece, you know, I think, you know, we'll keep having those conversations and keep challenging the guys in house to see if they can play well, and obviously always keep an eye as we get into the summer months to see what else is there.
When you talk about the in house options, I mean, we saw, you know, Tirso Ornelas briefly on the big leagues, and, you know, still working at it at AAA. Not specifically with him, but when a guy comes up for a short period of time, how much, you know, emphasis, evaluation can you do in, you know, 14 at-bats, you know, for a guy, whether you think he can get it done on the big league level or not? And how patient can you be when your team is obviously, you know, going to be fighting for a playoff spot, trying to win this year, and letting guys struggle for a while before they figure it out on the big league level?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, again, you've got to give guys some opportunity to either perform or fail, you know, and it's baseball, you know, so I mean, to sit there and make decisions, you know, over the course of a few games or a series, probably not the best way to go about doing it. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, every day, you know, you're in the big leagues, it's an evaluation period, and you get a sense, you know, not necessarily, you know, if it's, you know, a guy goes, you know, 6 for 8, that means a certain thing, but you see the way, you know, the way guys swing the bats, the way they make adjustments, you know, how they compete, how they fit in the clubhouse, you know, I think all those things you're constantly evaluating. So, you know, I think we've had a chance to, you know, throughout spring training and, you know, in the season to get a feel for different guys. And even if it's limited opportunity, you do have a sense for what people can do. And you're trying to blend that with giving them enough time to kind of get comfortable into a big league setting, especially when you bring guys up from the minor leagues. That's kind of always that dance that we've got to do. You know, and I think that's all part of it from an evaluation standpoint.
Yeah, it's such a tough needle to thread. I don't envy your position. I never have. I think it's, you know, you said it on the show, the junior GMs, and when you lose 6 in a row, the junior GMs come out in full force. And, you know, talking about Tirso and Luis Camposano, who we've seen up, you know, he's been up, he's gotten a ton of opportunity and goes down and mashes at AAA. Is he an option moving forward this year for a right-handed power bat? I know, again, you sound like you've lost your voice a little bit. I'm assuming you've just been talking to other GMs about what kind of moves you can make fervently over the last week, but I, you know, when you think about Campy, you know, is he a guy that you guys are looking at potentially bringing up to add a little bit of pop?
Yeah, I mean, I think from Campy's standpoint, you know, it's obviously he's been up in the big leagues and you know, at different points over the last few years, and I think that first year hit what, 280, 290 or so in the big leagues, you know, catching. I think the good part is that, you know, he you know, we challenged him and you know, not making the team out of spring training. There's two things you can do. You know, some guys go down to AAA and, you know, it's kind of woe is me and, you know, I deserve to be in the big leagues. And he's gone down to AAA and done the opposite by all accounts. You know, he's been a great teammate. You know, Pete Zamora, the manager down there, talks about him all the time, about some of the things that he's done. And then offensively he's produced, which is a huge part of it. And, you know, he's not chasing, you know, it seems like he's kind of locked into getting his pitch, and he's always been a talented hitter. And we've, again, like you mentioned, so, you know, guys breaking into the big leagues, it's all kind of different time periods about how they, you know, how and when they get going. I think with Campy, he's hit the ball hard. He's hit the ball very hard. He's been productive. He's not chasing. And even in the little bit we saw him in the big leagues, you know, he I think it was 4 walks and one punch out. And, you know, I think the one punch was one of those balls that was probably out of his zone. So, you know, that's productive, and we're going to constantly be looking at that AAA group to see if guys can come in and, you know, and give us some we've done it so far this year. We've tapped into some guys down there, and you know, my guess is Cam more opportunity, and you force your own opportunity. And the way he's playing, he's considered, you know, he's definitely in our minds, and you know, he's going to force his way back to the big leagues if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Just another quick one for me, AJ. It's AJ Preller on Ben and Woods this morning. We kicked this around. Well, when you lose, you know, six games in a row, you got to come up with new stuff to talk about. Everyone's got a solution. And one thing that a listener had brought up, and I can't remember if we've ever asked you about this, and I thought I got to ask him on Friday. When we acquired Jake Cronenworth originally, we were at the very first spring training he was at. We love Crony. Crony's a great dude, great Padre. You know, having a good season this year. Somebody brought it up. Why hasn't Crony ever been looked at in the outfield? We've not been shy to move infielders to the outfield. Is that ever been broached with you guys? Like, to me, he looks like he could go ahead and play left field today. Obviously, middle of the season is a tough call. He's probably going to kill me for asking you this, but I'm sure that seed has been in your brain before. Has that ever been broached with him?
Not really with Crony. I mean, I think with Tatis and, you know, obviously we've done with Toddy and Jackson and, you know, and others. But I think, you know, I think with Crony, again, like for us, the ability to play second base and first base from a defensive standpoint, you know, like just see that as a huge, you know, as a huge positive and big time value for our group and our team. And, you know, having somebody that thinks the game in the middle of the diamond like that, you know, leads to winning. So I think with Crony, you know, again, it's we've seen some of these infielders have gone to the outfield and played very well. I'm not saying that Crony couldn't do it or anything like that, but I think the value that he brings, you know, in the dirt, you know, just from a defensive standpoint, you know, I think we just, you know, we just feel like that's been something that over the years has never really been, hey, let's run this out to the outfield right now. It's like, yeah, like having a real, you know, plus infielder at second base or at first base, I think it's kind of where our mind's gone. And, you know, I think, again, for Shilty and the staff, I think having some consistency in the infield with Crony and Xander up the middle, I think that's where their mind goes in terms of this current roster.
Don't tell them I asked you. All right, just don't mention it. All right.
Talking to AJ Preller. AJ, what are your thoughts on MLB's extra inning rule? I mean, hasn't worked out for you guys this year. Worked out great last year. Worked out horribly in 2023. What's tonight? And Paul, we all kind of feel like it's kind of like flipping a coin sometimes now. It saves the bullpen from going to the 16th, but it's really hard to, you know, figure out how you're going to do it, especially when you're on the road and
the home and road splits.
The other team gets that last chance with a runner on second base. It always feels like they have such an advantage there.
Yeah, in 23 and 25, I've been like very vehemently against that rule and trying to change it strongly. 24, I kind of liked it. In 4, it made sense. So, yeah. Again, I think a lot of the rules MLB's put into play over the years. In the last few years, in terms of the time of game stuff and the speed up stuff, I think it's made for a better product. And I think I think the extra innings, it took me a little bit to get used to it. You know, I totally understand when people are like, yeah, is it kind of artificial? Is it, you know, is it the way, you know, is it kind of like lead to fair competition? At the end of the day, everybody's playing by it. You know, you've got to kind of get ready for that situation. And, you know, I understand why the rule's in place, and, you know, ultimately, yeah, we've got to, you know, you get into that extra inning situation and, you know, did a good job with it last year. We've got to go ahead and win some of those games in that spot. And, you know, and ultimately, you know, kind of, you know, from that standpoint, hey, these are the rules, go play with them. And I think most of the stuff that's been put down over the last few years, you know, has kind of led to a better product overall.
And AJ, you know, I wanted to get a quick update on you, Darvish, too, if we could. But I also wanted to ask you, when you got guys at the top of the order, the Fernando Tatis Jr., dynamic, electric, Manny Machado, posts every single day. When guys like that aren't performing, you know, how tough is it for you, and are they okay? You know, like, I think everyone's really for Manny's always the same, whether he's hitting bombs, whether he's not hitting bombs, he's always the same person and player, I think. But with Fernando, you know, people are out, like, they're out there actually worried about him. Like, how's he doing? Is he okay? He's not performing to the level I know he's capable of. So for you as the GM, you know, can you answer that? Are those guys doing okay right now? And also a quick update on you, Darvish, if you could.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the difficult part, especially, you know, with baseball. You know, it's kind of getting into the year and the roller coaster and just such a long season. And there's a lot of failure in the game of baseball. So I think, you know, to me, obviously, when you see somebody have a, you know, a series or a game or an at bat, you know, where, you know, you're used to them playing at a super high level and expect them to play and perform all the time. You know, you're always, you know, kind of, you know, your hey, you know, your mind goes to, you know, all kinds of different things,
sure,
et cetera. But I think with, you know, I think that's all part of it. I think, you know, with Schilte and the staff, they've done a great job of, you know, just kind of being even keeled and understanding, like, hey, when's the time to really push and when's the time to, you know, to kind of, hey, let these guys and their talent and ability and the process kind of let it play out. And, you know, again, I think, you know, for most of the year, Merrill and Toddy and Manny, the three you just mentioned, they've been outstanding. So, you know, I think from our standpoint, you know, I think the you know, probably the positive of the last, you know, few weeks or so is, you know, those guys aren't going to be like that all year, you know, in terms of, you know, that means usually some good things are about ready to happen. So, you know, and I think it's constantly conversation with the staff and the players. These guys care a ton about how do we get that and how do we kind of get back to that level quickly. You know, but those guys are, you know, I think they're overall, I think, you know, throughout the year, they're in a good place. And, you know, we're in the, you know, to me, like, I think that's where our team is built with those guys and that crew. And, you know, I think they're going to come back here and start playing some really good ball. And then in terms of Darvish, yeah, he basically got to the point, made those the rehab starts, one down in Arizona and one in AAA. Stuff was really good. I mean, he's, you know, throwing the ball 94, 98, I think so. And talking about this, about as good as he's felt from a, you know, sharpness of his pitches, secondary stuff was good. You know, but then the ability to kind of bounce back, he's still kind of describing this feeling of some tightness, you know, like, you know, in the forearm. And then, you know, just kind of coming back where he's able to still play catch. And you know, he's like, yeah, he's still, you know, throwing and playing catch and progressing there, but good, just getting to the point where he's like, hey, I'm ready to go pitch in a big league game, make 80 pitches, and 5 days later, you know, not put the team at a disadvantage, you know, from a bullpen standpoint or from a pitching rotation standpoint. He hasn't gotten to that stage yet. So, you know, it's constant conversation with our medical team. You know, it hasn't been anything new or anything like that that's popped up. You know, it doesn't really feel like a setback or anything there. It's just like him getting to the point. We trust him a ton, you know, to where him and the medical group is like, yeah, he can now not just do it in a rehab setting, but then be able to bounce back the next day and the next day and 5 days later. He hasn't gotten to that point where he's like, yeah, I'm fully equipped to do this. It's more of, let's just keep playing catch, keep throwing, you know, keep throwing all my pitches. And yeah, when we feel like the time's right for him to do that, he'll be back in the rotation.
And just quickly, AJ, when the time is right, you know, what are your thoughts on going to a six-man rotation? Woods and I have both loved how Randy Vasquez and Steven Kolek have been competing, for you every fifth start out there. What would be the pros and cons? You know, shortening your bullpen, obviously, but what are your kind of thoughts on that during a long stretch with not many days off?
Yeah, I mean, we've done it both ways. A few years ago, we did it pretty successfully with the six-man, you know, and we've had different periods where we've gone there. I think it's just kind of looking at your roster and personnel. I think the good part is that so far, the way Kolek and Vasquez have thrown, you know, they kind of at least start that conversation where you can consider that, you know, where you're looking up and, you know, when Darvish comes back, you've got, you know, you've got at least six that you feel good about. And then it's a conversation with Schilte, Rubin, you know, the front office group that's just kind of talking about what's best for the Padres during that stretch. And, you know, we've done it both ways where you kind of like have the extended bullpen, or you have a long man, you have a really good option in AAA, or, you know, no, this is the best way to handle competition is to go to the six man. I think the good part is, you know, Randy and Steven have pitched well and they're progressing, and at least gives us the opportunity to have that conversation.
AJ, really appreciate it. I know a team on a six-game losing streak, they love to see nothing more than Chris Sale facing them on the mound.
Yeah.
But baseball's weird.
And
so.
Acuna back.
And Ronald Acuna back in the lineup. But baseball is weird.
Right,
so,
you know. AJ, just calm everybody down. Just tell everybody it's going to be okay, and I think we will.
Yeah, just what we wanted, Acuna and Sale for Friday night, so how we drew it out. But, yeah, we're looking forward to getting back in the winning column and and Tom and some people out there. So that'd be good.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you very much. AJ Preller, President of Baseball Operations and General Manager of the San Diego Padres. He doesn't sound panicked.
He sounds hoarse.
Sounds a little hoarse. Yeah. You think he's talking to GMs?
He's been screaming.
All night.
Screaming Mike Elias.
Every once in a while we're talking to him and you hear that little, that there's a call on the other line that he's missing because of us.
Yeah.
And I start to panic going, what if that's Ben Charrington offering Paul Skeens and
and
he talking to us and then he moves on to another team?
Yeah, he goes to the Dodgers.
I know Ben Charrington said there's no way, no how they're
Correct.
Trading Paul Skeens, but they lie all the time. So I always worry about that.
Yep.
All right, we'll take a timeout. We can react to what you just heard. We also have some take on Woods coming up, either next segment or the segment after. But if you want to get online, 833-288-0973. We'll have to play a little catch-up after a good long conversation with A.J. Preller. It is all coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, Woods and I want to tell you, before we go into a three-day weekend, you get something off your plate today. Right now, in fact, by going to trustandwill.com and answering some simple questions over 15, 20 minutes or so. And at the end of the process, you will have a legal will and testament or even a trust that you can set up your assets to make sure your family is taken care of if something should happen to you.
Got the best compliment from Mrs. Woods this morning before I left. She goes, every time you guys talk about trust and will, it literally makes me want to go get a trust or a will. And I did it over the holidays and sat down and it was really easy, man. 20 to 30 minutes is all it took. When you do go to trustandwill.com, when you check out, make sure you put in the code FAN, F-A-N. You're going to get 20% off plus free shipping of your estate documents. So they make it easy for you. They make it affordable for you. It's really a no-brainer also.
Prevent family drama. Avoid disputes. Most of all, you're getting your own peace of mind.
Yes.
You hopefully don't need it for a very long time, but you have it. You have it there, and you don't have to think about it once you get it done. But get it done. Again, go to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN. Get 20% off and the free shipping of the estate documents at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good stuff from A.J. Preller. Definitely got a text during the interview from our boss, Adam Clue, who said, did he just casually throw out that Yu Darvish is feeling some tightness in his forearm? He did say tightness in the forearm in terms of his recovery from each start, but I also didn't get the sense that they were panicked about it. He explained Yu Darvish, when he comes back, he wants to be able to pitch every, fifth day if they need him, and he just felt like, it's still kind of a slower recovery. Remember, Yu Darvish didn't really have a a spring training. I mean, he started spring, but didn't have a full spring training to stretch out. He's only made two rehab starts, one in Arizona, one in AAA. And perhaps he feels like, hey, I may need a little more time just to get back to where I feel like I can, you know, pitch every fifth or sixth day. Because if you can't do that,
yeah, what's the purpose?
You're kind of a roster liability. Now, the stuff, though, he said, was there. He's throwing 94 to 98. Good movement. I mean, looks like Yu Darvish when he's out there. To me, that tells me Yu Darvish is still going to play an important role on this team at some point going forward, but they're not going to rush him back because there's really no emergency when it comes to starting pitching for the Padres.
No, and the other thing I thought was important was that, no, we trust Yu Darvish. He knows when he needs to come back. Again, there's no rush. So no big deal. Nothing we didn't kind of already know, but I'm not going to panic about Yu Darvish because Yu Darvish hasn't really been in the picture at all. So I'm not going to panic about guys that haven't been here yet.
Right. And, other than that, you know, he's kind of like Mike Schilt. And it feels like his star players are going to once again start performing. And until they do, you know, you just have to kind of be patient.
Kind of roll with them, yeah. And patience is hard. It's very, very hard. I'm not great at it, you know, and I don't think Padres fans are either. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you even a little bit. I'm kind of with you 100%. It's frustrating. Six game losing streaks are very, very frustrating. And, you know, I'm also not a big moral victory guy on the fight yesterday, you know, as far as how much they fought back. It was great, all that. But at the end of the day, man, it's just another L in the column. So you got to figure out a way to right the ship against Atlanta. They're not playing their best baseball either right now. So
I feel more confident, I guess, heading into the weekend series than had they lost five yesterday.
It's such the nature of this game, though, that, you know, you could go out and just pound Chris Sale tonight. It's just dumb. Baseball's dumb. It's stupid.
Is.
And to talk about it every day is even dumber.
And then for the left field position, it sounded to me that AJ is certainly open to all solutions.
Yeah.
All the way from Jason Hayward just gets going to bringing up Tirso again and trying him out there. Going again with, you know, Brandon Lockridge, or
not Jake Cronenworth, though.
Not Jake Cronenworth. Or making a trade. And, you know, they are exploring outside the organization as well what options are out there. And we've talked, you know, Taylor Ward's probably not an option. The Angels won their, what, sixth in a row or seventh in a row?
Yeah, he hit his 14th
yesterday.
Homer.
Yep. I mean, they're climbing into contention in that division. With the A's have lost, you know, eight or nine in a row. They're falling off. Mariners are still on top, but the Angels are going like, this is as good as we've had it in years. They're not trading anyone.
No.
Did see Ken Rosenthal wrote this morning. One team that may be willing to start at least considering trades, the Baltimore Orioles, probably the most disappointing team in baseball. Now, they're not going to be trading their core young guys coming up. They still believe in those guys. But a rental like Cedric Mullins, who is going to be a free agent at the end of this season, he's a center fielder. Center fielders generally can play anywhere in the outfield, though. He's a 240 hitter, always is like a 235 type hitter. Has some power, though, 10 home runs. That might be someone that, you know, could be available earlier rather than later if you were looking for an outfield option via trade.
Do it.
For not a, you know, not an arm and a leg. Yet some prospect probably appeals to the Baltimore Orioles. They would shed the rest of his salary. I think he's making a little under $9 million this year, so prorated. Now we're down to around the six level for the rest of the year. Can the Padres fit that in their budget? I got no idea what that looks like.
No idea.
But those are the kind of names you're kind of looking at right now is potential trade targets. All right, we're going to take a timeout. If you want to call in, we'll play Take on Woods here in our next segment in the bottom of the hour. Last chance this week to try to qualify for our grand prize drawing trip to Las Vegas. It's our five-question musical trivia challenge. Woods via a Tier 1 versus a Tier 1. We'll get to that next with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Saw the EcoWater truck driving through the neighborhood yesterday. We honked and waved, and I thought, man, another satisfied customer. Very happy that we have the EcoWater system in our home. Got it a couple of years ago and never looked back and never will look back. Couldn't even imagine getting the big bottles delivered or anything like that anymore. It's been great on everything. We just had the plumbers out this week as well. They said our pipes look great. A lot of that has to do with EcoWater. the water, soft water instead of hard water. Hard water can wreck your plumbing, your appliances, your water heater. If you ignore it, you have to do a whole home repipe. That's about $24,000. I'll pass on that. We trust EcoWater SoCal in our home. Best water you will ever drink. Check out their EcoWater alkaline filters. It takes hydration to the next level. Soft, purified water. Total game changer. We are super, super stoked. And we will be EcoWater customers for life. It's simply the best. Try the soft life and alkaline water today for just $9.95 a month. You can also get a free in-home water test. They'll test what you've been drinking, what you've been bathing in, what you've been feeding your kids and pets and cooking with. Call 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Make sure to tell them Woodsy sent you. And not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. They've been keeping it soft since 1925. EcoWater, your water should be perfect.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That'll be fun. Talking to Gavin Sheets after a monster day yesterday. What a performance by him.
Yeah, Pryor, Finn, and Chris this afternoon.
Gary Bonds.
Yep, Gary Bonds came through.
Very timely. Some interesting, I was looking through, he had the exact numbers, but of course, Giannis, Sandy got a poodle. Tom on Twitter was pointing out that Gavin Sheets always had power, but wasn't really using it that much with the White Sox, and that maybe he was trying too hard to make contact, and his strikeout rate was pretty low for a power hitter, and suggested way back in spring training, perhaps he, you know, strikes out a little bit more, but tries to hit more home runs. Yeah. And his strikeout rate is up a little bit, but his power numbers are now up, you know, significantly with eight bombs already this season. That's always the dilemma in Major League Baseball. You can't necessarily do both at the same time.
Right.
You can try to make contact with the ball, let it travel deep, go the other way. You know, hit line drives, hit for average, don't strike out a bunch, which is generally the Padres' overall hitting philosophy. But you also kind of have guys who have to uncork it, and that means they're going to swing and miss more than most. But when they connect, well, you often get the slug. You get the home runs. How do you balance that? What's the best way to go? That's really the dilemma of how you figure it out, because you don't want a team that is just swinging for the fences on every pitch and they lead baseball in strikeouts. Yeah, they hit some home runs, but it's a rough watch. But we're also seeing maybe the Padres swinging too far the other end of the pendulum, where they're taking guys with serious power and hampering it for some of them by just making them, hey, yeah, just hit those line drives, take those easy swings. We love seeing you put the ball in play. Good things happen. The other team makes defensive mistakes. But when they don't, Yeah, you make a lot of outs and you go through offensive ruts. So
weird
how do you balance it?
Well, it's weird because it's the same feast or famine principle, right? You're feasting trying to hit home runs, and when you do, you know, it's great. It's a big feast. And when you don't hit home runs, it's a famine. Well, it's the same thing with our approach now. When it works, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Line drives to the gap, double, double, single, double, error. It's great. It's a feast. But when it doesn't go well and guys aren't moving the chain and, you know, Manny's not hitting and Fernando's not hitting and Jackson wasn't hitting, it's a famine. So, I mean, what nets you more runs in the long run? I don't know. Maybe swing it for the fences, but...
As always.
Because we all praise them for not, oh, nobody's playing hero ball. Nobody's playing hero ball. We all loved it when it was working.
The real answer, and this is why it's always tough to talk about, because it's the worst answer for sports talk radio and passionate fandom, is that it's very nuanced. It's about, you know, small adjustments. It's about reacting to what the other team does. It's about mixing it up a little bit from time to time.
Changing
so you can be somewhat unpredictable. You don't necessarily need an overriding philosophy. Not every player is going to be exactly the same. Who do we talk about? Eno. Eno said that yesterday. It's like you can have a general hitting philosophy for a team, but honestly, you have to treat each player like they are completely different animals in your lineup. What works for Luis Arraez could be the exact opposite of what works for Gavin Sheets, and you have to have that flexibility where you can't speak in giant generalizations about this is our offense. There is no such thing as an offense in baseball. This isn't football.
No, you're right.
You're not calling a play in which everyone's doing the right thing and it turns into a great play. You have nine individuals who are individual battles. They're golfers, essentially, up there, except the ball is moving.
Field goal kickers.
Yeah. They are all on their own islands playing their own game. You know, ultimately, yeah, there is the move the runner over. There's what the game call, you know, what the game calls for them to do in certain situations. But even in those situations, it's still them. They have to do it. They're the ones that are facing that battle alone every single time. No one can help them. They don't get a block from their offensive lineman to spring them for a touchdown. They are alone out there, nine different guys, every single time they go to the plate by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, right now, like you look at Gavin Sheets' number, he's like the most complete. I mean, Toddy, again, I keep looking at Toddy's numbers, and I'm like, geez, man, WRC plus a 152, that's really good. Just, again, that skid, what could it be if he had stayed, you know, a little bit more consistent? And whatever's going on with him, you know, I think he'll figure out. Same with Manny. I mean, we don't have a choice. We're going to roll those guys out there every single night. I expect them to be in the lineup tonight. As much as they may need a day, I don't know that you can afford to give them a day against Chris Sale. I don't.
Yeah, if Tatis and Manny and Merrill had all stayed as hot as they were all season long, you'd have three MVPs, and no one ever has three MVPs all in their lineup.
Sure they do.
No, they don't. Just doesn't happen. All right.
The Dodgers have literally three MVPs.
Well,
in their lineup.
You have guys who have MVPs
literally
in previous seasons, but I don't know that there's ever been a team that's finished 1, 2, 3 in the MVP voting with three of the guys on the same year. All competing like, hey, it's definitely going to be a Padre. Which one is it going to be? This guy, or that guy? That never happens.
Yeah.
But they were all playing like it could have for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Got a contestant on the line? I think so. If you want to call in, you can try 833-288-0973 because after traffic, we are going to play Take on Woods.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danick.
Traffic is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stalled car has been taken off the Claremont Mesa Boulevard off-ramp, North 163, and looks like we can check ladder in lanes off of our morning commute bingo card, South 805, right before Adams Avenue. Reports of a ladder in middle lanes. San Diego, before you cruise out this summer, stop by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed, just 15 minutes, and you're road trip ready. Valvoline Instant Oil Change experts you can trust. Visit SoCalOilChange.com for coupons. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
All right, I think Brandon wins the patience battle. Brandon, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, you have made it through. You are a contestant today for Take on Woods. It is brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you. And what we got for you, our grand prize, if you can qualify for the drawing, is a trip to Las Vegas. Two tickets to the concert for Bruno Mars at the Park MGM Dolby Live on September 3rd. Two nights stay at the Park MGM and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. You just have to beat or tie Woods in our five-question musical trivia challenge. And to give you the advantage, let you pick the category. We keep Woods in the dark. He is no longer in the studio. So here are your choices. Luck O' the Irish. Five song titles or artist with an O apostrophe in the name. When Is Now. Five song titles that begin with when. That's an all 2 second song category. And so is our new category. It's called That's Creepy, Dude. Those are five songs all about being stalked. So we've got Luck of the Irish, When Is Now, and That's Creepy, Dude. Brandon, what would you like to play?
Let's go with the new one. That's Creepy, Dude.
That's Creepy, Dude. All right, Paulie just put this one together for us yesterday. Five songs all about stalking. You'll have 60 seconds to get as many as you can. They are all 2 second songs, so to score each point, you'll need to give me the title of the song and the artist, up to five being the perfect score. Woods will go second. We'll compare scores at the end. Brandon, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, Paul, you got the file out? You ready to go? All right, again, category is called That's Creepy, Dude. You have 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Brandon. Let's take on Woods.
One Way or Another, Blondie.
Correct. Song number two.
The Police, Every Breath You Take.
Correct. Song number three.
Hall & Oates, Private Eyes.
Correct. Song number four. I'm your biggest fan.
Lady Gaga, Paparazzi.
Correct. And song number five for the sweep.
Obsession and Emotion.
Yes! Well done, Brandon. That was impressive. You crushed that. You were in the drawing. Stay on the line. The only question is whether Woods can match you with those same five. I don't know if he can. That is very well done. All right, Brandon, your score is locked in. Let's bring Woods back in.
So you throw your head back and scream. What the hell's going on?
We got an all 2 seconds. It's always fun when we have all 2 second songs.
Is it fun?
Yeah, time was running out, getting near the end.
Okay.
All right, you don't get the category.
Nope.
60 seconds on the clock.
All right, if I win, Padres win tonight.
Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Brandon.
One Way or Another by Blondie.
Correct. Song number two.
Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Correct. Song number three.
Private Eyes by Hall & Oates.
Correct. Song number four. Spend, you
Pass.
Song number five.
Want to know what you're thinking? There is something you can't hide.
It's Human League.
But you've got the song completely wrong. Let's go back to song number four.
Really?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez's Tape.
No.
You don't know that one?
No. You know that one. It's Lady Gaga, Paparazzi.
Oh, Corey Stewart's going to slit my throat. No, I don't know that
one. Yeah, that means Padres are in trouble because Brandon smoked you. 5-3 today.
That's
in
fine.
The category of That's Creepy, Dude. Five songs about stalking.
It was Obsession.
You missed Obsession by Animotion at the end.
Wait, really?
My Obsession.
Play it again. Oh, you're my Obsession. That's right. Dun, 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 dun. That's right. Sounds like Human
Who
League.
Who do you want me to be to make you sleep with me?
Save that.
That's the song. You thought it was...
I thought it was Human League.
Human
I
League.
Want to know.
Which is what's a good song,
no, wait, is that Human League or is that Information Society?
Thinking. I think that's Information Society.
All right. Damn it.
Brandon, well done. You have doomed the Padres to another loss, but congratulations. You are in the drawing for our grand prize at the end of the month, the trip to Las Vegas, and the chance to see Bruno Mars.
Today is National Drinking with Chickens Day, which I don't know what that is, but I will tell you this. If these dudes go out and drop seven in a row, you may see your old pal Woodsy sitting in the backyard surrounded by chickens drinking ice-cold Budweisers. Yeah, I think we need to put an end to this tonight.
What is...
I don't know.
National Drinking... It was founded by the author of a book called Drinking with Chickens. Well, that's a good promotion.
Obviously.
It's a celebration of the farm-to-table movement. About happy hour in your own backyard alongside your chickens, apparently. You're raising your chickens. You're going out, having
a
cocktail. Have a farm-fresh cocktail, like maybe something botanical with gin in it, and you drink with your chickens.
Yeah, drink with your chickens day.
That is a weird...
It's a weird one.
Weird holiday.
Yeah.
It's World Turtle Day as well.
Okay. My kids want a turtle.
Mm.
They want one for the house, and I don't know that I'm opposed to it, but I'm also not stoked about it, but they really want one. They want a turtle. Taylor wants fish in his room now. I'm like, oh, my God. Turning into a little terrarium in my house.
It is International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. Don't know what that is. And it is...
Fistula.
And I'd like to wish Rolf Bernerschko a very happy World Crohn's and Colitis Day.
What? The roast is over.
The roast is over, not a roast.
He's done a lot to help fight a horrible disease that he contracted.
So many people are saying in the chat, don't get a turtle.
Yeah,
don't get a turtle.
They're not good pets. Dirty. They're dirty.
Oh, yeah. Stink.
Oh, they stink.
Smell.
Pets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna.
When I was a kid, I was probably 10, 11 years old. A buddy of mine in elementary school was getting rid of his pet turtle and asked if anybody might want it.
Yeah.
Of course, I said yes. Begged my mom. She said okay. Took about 24 hours, maybe 2 days, to realize why Brian had to get rid of his turtle and his mom.
It's always got to be the first question.
Yeah.
If someone's getting rid of a pet.
Why?
Why are they doing
here,
that?
Well, I found out.
I gave you a turd on a paper towel. It's the same smell. Do you have to wash them and stuff?
Boy.
Yes.
All right. Sounds like a nightmare. All right, we're going to pass on that, though. What's fistula?
I don't know.
They stay at the Fistula Hotel in Milwaukee?
We'll look it up during the break.
Fister? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think that's it. We're going to come back. We got our Rindle Report, final hour of Bennett Woods, still to come on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.